This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For tourists who like to wait for the crowds to ebb and the plane tickets to drop, October is a fine time for Europe. Now, for the ancient English university city of Oxford, some residents are feeling overexposed. From Oxford, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Another coach draws up in this beautiful city, disgorging another two dozen sightseers, but they are not a sight to gladden the heart of local councillor Mary Clarkson.
The problem is really Oxford's a medieval city. It's got narrow pavements, and there are certain parts of the city which are absolutely full of tourists. It's quite intimidating.
Welcome to tourist hell, says Councillor Clarkson. Some of the visitors hog the sidewalks and block the bike lanes. Their idling coaches pollute the atmosphere in this ethereal city.
It's noisy and the fumes are terrible. I get complaints from people who say they have to keep their windows closed because of the fumes.
Oddly enough, one of the city's biggest tour operators kind of agrees.
The building that looks like a cathedral to the right is in fact Christchurch Dining Hall.
The manager of this year-round bus tour service is Jane Marshall.
As an Oxford resident myself, I do understand that Oxford can be quite difficult in the peak of the summer.
But you wouldn't yourself describe it as a tourist hell?
I would not describe it as a tourist hell.
That wouldn't be very good for business, would it?
Not far from it.
The tourism business is booming here. 7 million visitors a year, spending more than $1 billion. Yes, there are problems, says tourism chief Martin Walker, but...
I think if you talk to a lot of towns and cities across the UK, they would certainly want this problem.
Everyone accepts, however, there is a problem, even tourists like Patricia Stuhr and Michael Weber from Germany.
So many buses in the streets, you can't even cross the street without getting killed, or almost.
It's a lovely place, Oxford, but it's much too crowded with tourists.
And that's a tourist speaking. The city has turned for help to its other great asset, brain power. One of the academic institutions here is now studying the problem, how to get 7 million tourists and 150,000 residents to rub along in a small medieval city in the 21st century. In Oxford, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.